To listen to the first reading being proclaimed, I was thinking about what it was like to be a child in my household growing up, and at times how frustrating it was when being told what to do and responding with the question why, with its sincerity, trying to understand the reasoning behind, was met with not an explanation for the reason why we do what we do, but because I said so, or because I'm your mother, or because I'm your father. We understand that to understand the reasoning why behind something helps us in maturity to enter in more fully into it. To not understand the rules of one's household and to get to the point where you have freedom, you can just simply ignore the rule. My house is not going to have that rule when I grow up. But to understand the reasoning why that is important, why this is what we do, gives us motivation to do it. We see that God is inviting, through Moses, their faithfulness to all that God has commanded, all that he has instructed them to do. But they are to do it as they grow in understanding. Right? So often, as a child, when you would do something, and you would do it over and over and over and over, finally, the reason behind it would be revealed. Understanding would come from the doing of it. For the people of Israel, they were supposed to have understanding for the rules and the commands that God gave to them. They weren't supposed to just observe it for the sake of observation. They were to grow in wisdom and understanding of who God is, of who they are, of what their call, their vocation is in the world. They were to grow in understanding as they fulfilled the commands of God. We see a very important interjection that Moses puts. He says, "Take care and be earnestly on your guard not to forget the things which your own eyes have seen. Nor let them slip from your memory as long as you live, and teach them to your children and to your children's children." In many explanation or many reason for the why they are doing what they're doing is because what God has done for them. And their remembrance of what God has done for them, remembrance in the sake of celebrating or acknowledging or understanding their identity because of what God has done, and so therefore they operating in that redemption. They are a people set free. They are no longer slaves. They are not to operate as slaves. They are to operate as those who have been set free. To know that you have been set free and to operate in that freedom means to remember the event in which God set you free. The Exodus event, the drawing from slavery into freedom, was to be remembered so that they would operate in the truth of who they are. And it would be easier for them to act in accordance with the commands because they're operating from this identity. To remember what God had done and to teach that to your children and their children so that they, when they ask in the questions of the Passover, for example, why is this night different than any other night, right? You ever done a Seder meal, Passover meal? You get the children to ask those questions. Why on this night do we do this? Why on this night do we eat unleavened bread? Why on this night, when all the other nights we do this, now on this night we do this? And it is the retelling of the story again and again and again of what God has done for us. This is why this night is different than any other night. For us too, my brothers and sisters, what God has done in our life, in the grand scheme of things, in our redemption, in the particular instances of our life and particular graces and encounters that we have had with Him, to remember these things, to know who we are because of what He has done. What does Jesus say in the Last Supper in the words, "Do this in remembrance of me"? Bring it to mind, call it to mind, bring it forward into the present moment so that you will know who I am, what I have done, and who you are, and you will be able to operate in the truth, operate in accordance with this new identity of redemption. Because if we don't remember it, our Catholic faith can simply turn into a list of do's and don'ts. And that's what the world critiques us for. I'm spiritual, I don't need your religion, your list of things that just say don't do this and don't do that. They don't see the new identity that we have received in Jesus Christ because of the sacrifice of His life on the cross. And the new identity that is given to us who have been redeemed in Him. That redemption leads us to act in accordance with the commands of God because of what is revealed about who we are. So we gather here, my brothers and sisters. Why? Good question. We gather here to enter in and to remember, to reinforce within our heart who God is, what He has done, who we have become by the gift, the liberation that is ours. You are no longer slaves. You are sons and daughters, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Every time we gather for the celebration of the Mass, it is again spoken over and over and over again, that we would operate in the truth of our redemption, that our actions would express who we are, that our actions would be in accordance with God's commands and His will. Amen.